306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. If someone deserves a pat on the back, by all means, go ahead and do that. Or, of course, if they deserve the others, yes, please go ahead this morning. In other news today, boy, SGI says more photo radar is on the way, and they then provided their statistical details on how well photo radar is working in our province. Is it working or not? We'll get to those thoughts and more. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for taking my call. I can explain that for you. It's called a liberal trying to buy election votes. It's very simple. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to encourage people from Saskatoon and Nipwin to come to P and pick up some of our good gas. Nipwin is 90 cents a liter. PA is a dollar a liter, coming from the same refinery. Please explain that to me.
We could call this a Deep Thought Thursday all of a sudden.
Thank you for the call.
I appreciate it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
And good morning. With SGI, it's called making money.
No, it's called reducing accidents right around those high collision sites.
If that's the case, then how come they don't have countdown clocks on the where the photo cameras are. Exactly. Yeah. If they want to make it safe, because half the time, you know, everybody's kind of terrified going down that road there, and the yellow light comes on, everybody's slamming their brakes on and causing more accidents.
Thank you for the call. It's a Deep Thought Thursday. 306-938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. I don't know anyone that's been hit with a photo radar ticket. Maybe you do. Maybe you've received a photo radar ticket in the mail. I don't know anyone that has, and I don't know how anyone could. We know where the camera locations are all the time. So how is it possible to get ticketed? You know where they are, you slow down for the 5 seconds around the camera, and then away you go again. But according to SGI, 28 fewer collisions per year at the sites with the cameras. Where the cameras are in Saskatoon, I don't know that I've ever recalled a collision being there. Deep Thought Thursday. Good morning, Boot Crew, and the Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
It's Deep Thought, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that photo radar, it works. You know, just look what it did on Circle Drive. It slowed them down, you know. If everybody would just slow down a little bit, and we wouldn't have half of this stuff, and we wouldn't have the accidents, you know. But I'm ever glad they didn't have that photo radar 30 years ago when I was young.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. What the police are doing is they're sitting down after the photo radar, so guys who slow down for the photo radar, then they gun it, and then the police catch them after the photo radar.
I haven't noticed that, but appreciate the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Thank you for taking my call. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I love the barley the farmers are growing for me to drink some more beer.
Right on. That explains a lot. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to also boot our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and that rebate that he's given is just trying to buy votes.
Thank you for your thoughts. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for your thoughts as well on this Deep Thought Thursday of Boots and Salutes. Interesting. Okay, so again, I get what you're trying to do with photo radar. And again, I was once explained to me that it's not a tax grab or a cash grab photo radar, because you have an option. You can either speed or not. And if you're not speeding, it's not a cash grab. So therefore, don't call it that, because if you choose to speed, then yes, you will be fined appropriately. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, when you were talking about at Avenue C, if you go off Avenue C onto Circle Drive onto Avenue C, making the right turn, if you don't stop in with that yield sign, you can get it. I know a fellow that turned around and got one, got a ticket.
from the red light camera because he didn't stop at the yield?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't know they could do that, but now I do.
Yeah, yeah, they can. They could, if you drive right through it, they can pick you up now. Exactly how they do it, I'm not sure myself.
That's why it's a Deep Thought Thursday. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I'd like to salute the Liberal Party. They're punishing polluters with that carbon tax.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Something a little different. For the last couple of years, all we hear is about the Angus beef and all these snowstorms, whatever, in the fast food restaurants. Now, what were we eating a couple of years ago? Were the hamburgers made in China? Okay, bye.
Deep thoughts. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute Chris Jones for taking his game to Cleveland.
All right, thank you for that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'd like to boot the writer for crying.
Okay. You think they should have kept Chris Jones? That'll be an interesting decision, for sure. So the final deep thought on the photo cameras, right? So cash grab because you have a choice to speed or not. But again, okay, I get it. You're trying to slow traffic down and make it safer. I understand that. You've accomplished that masterfully around the locations that you've installed the permanent photo radar fixtures. Isn't it going to create more safe areas if you move them? So if we're constantly on the lookout as opposed to, well, we know where they are. At least hide them or something. I don't know. Anyways, SGI says it's keeping our roads safe and there's 28 fewer collisions per year at the sites they set them up. There's more coming, apparently. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to change the subject a little bit. I have a boot to this bylaw about dogs barking. I have to say comment on some guys do bark too. Thank you.
All right. Deep thoughts on a Thursday. That's it for Boots and Salutes.